Now, with that as prelude, let's talk about some of the stuff that we got going on here locally in tomorrow's election as we get into the big lead.
The big lead. Top story.
There's a story that was in the New York Times last week, and now it's been updated today. According to experts, anatomy does not determine gender or sex. This is in the New York Times. What I've and I know you're thinking, what does this have to do with anything on our ballot tomorrow? Oh, I'll get to that. Believe it or not, this all ties in. But they say that because the Trump administration has said that they want your gender at birth to be your gender for things like your driver's license and, you know, I mean, the insanity in our state. You can be born with male genitalia. You can be raised as a boy. You can be a boy throughout your adolescence. You can be a man. You can get married to a woman. You can have kids. And then at age 50, you can say, I identify as a woman. You can go to Olympia and have the state of Washington change your gender on the day of your birth from male to female, which makes absolutely no sense. That you can go back and change history if it's something that didn't even occur to you until you were 45 years old, but you can go back, you know, 45, 50 years and say, I have now decided that I was a girl on the day I was born, even though I had male genitalia and Y chromosomes and all the rest of the stuff. And now we have experts who are saying anatomy does not determine gender, which is what people have told me. You know, transgender people, when they say that I don't understand some stuff, they go, look, gender can be fluid. Yes, your anatomy determines your sex. Your chromosomes, your biology, your genitalia determines your sex. But gender can be fluid. But now the new rap, and this has just been growing in leaps and bounds just in the last couple of weeks. They talked to a doctor in the New York Times. You're going to be fascinated by how this ties in with tomorrow's vote, by the way. They talked to a doctor who's the executive director of the Center for Transgender Medicine and Surgery at Mount Sinai. He said, the idea that a person's sex is determined by their anatomy at birth is not true. And so here's the new story that's out today. 1,600 scientists defy science to support transgender activism. And what they say is 1,600 scientists are rejecting, you know, what the Trump administration is saying about your biology determining your sex. And the phrasing that they use in this letter that the 1,600 scientists signed is so incredibly unscientific. Columnist Jazz Shaw wrote about this at Hot Air. They are not acting as scientists. They're acting as social justice warriors. They are claiming that saying people with male genitalia are male and with female genitalia are female, they say that that's just wrong. They say that your chromosomal makeup is just flat out wrong, that none of that matters. Let me read to you from this document. Though scientists are just beginning to understand the biological basis of gender identity, it's clear that many factors, known and unknown, mediate the complex links between identity, genes, and anatomy. So scientists say factors known and unknown determine your sex. Does that sound very scientific? Unknown factors. As Jazz Shaw wrote, did it involve a deck of tarot cards? Here's another line. One of the professors of biology who signed this letter. The science on gender is very much still in development, but more importantly, the lived experiences of transgender and intersex people should not be co-opted by a genetic test. So one's lived experience and one's opinion is more important than scientific biology and facts. That's what these scientists are saying. And so it is clear that these scientists are not scientists at all, but they are social justice warriors who have completely abandoned science so that they can embrace a cause. So what in the world does this have to do with the stuff we're voting on here in Washington tomorrow? The phony science of this climate tax, the carbon tax, Initiative 1631. I have told you for years that I believe man has some impact on the climate, but I certainly don't believe that it's as great as the Al Gores of the world would have you believe. I certainly don't think anybody else knows to what extent, and scientists have been so wrong over the decades as they predicted global warming, but then the planet didn't warm. So then they called it climate change. And then Time magazine had that piece about the coming ice age. The scientists were predicting. The scientists are just consistently wrong on this. And so when I say that I don't believe the hysteria of the seas will rise 12 feet and Iowa will become an oceanfront state, when I say that I just flat out don't believe it, I always hear people say, oh, you think you're smarter than scientists? I'm either smarter or I'm more honest. Because they always tell me 96% scientific consensus that man is the most important factor in climate change. And I just don't believe that. Because scientists lie all the time. They lie because they embrace social justice causes more than they embrace science. When you have 1,600 scientists who say that your chromosomes and your biology and your genitalia have nothing to do with your sex, well, those scientists are fools. And when we have 96% scientific community consensus that we have to raise our taxes billions of dollars in Washington so we can have zero impact on the global climate, those scientists are fools. They are charlatans, and they are working for not the science of the planet, but for a way to get government to control billions of your and my dollars so that they can be celebrated at cocktail parties. And so you know the facts of 1631. It will do nothing to change the planet, to make the climate any different. It will cost your family hundreds of dollars a year the first year it's implemented. Gas prices could go up another 59 cents a gallon. So it's going to hurt the poor and the working class people the very most in our state. It's going to do nothing for the planet. It's going to hit your family's home heating costs. Gas prices, food prices, because everything gets to market via truck. And every family at first is going to have to pay hundreds of dollars more per year. And it'll be, within 10 years, $1,000 per family per year on average to do nothing. Why? Because the scientific community says we have to do something. And just as they are willing to lie about the role of biology and facts when it comes to gender, they have been lying about the role of man in climate. And again, I'm not a climate denier. I think man plays some role. I also think that however it's going to affect the planet will be incremental. The seas aren't going to rise by meters, but by millimeters, and that we'll do what we've done for millennia, and that's adapt to a changing world, and that it's not worth spending billions of dollars, or globally trillions of dollars, like the Paris Accord is called for, to have no impact. And so this is as phony as an initiative gets, 1631. That's why you should vote no on it. You know, I told you last week, when Jay Inslee gets in that commercial for the initiative.
Climate change is a serious threat to our future. Remember the smoke? Our kids deserve fair solutions.
Remember the smoke. The smoke came from British Columbia, which has a carbon tax, and it drifted down to our state. It's just it's a lie to make that part of the argument for why we should raise our taxes billions of dollars in our state. And, you know, the governor has been lying about this. And by the way, what's he doing? He's not going to be in state on election day. He's flying all around the country on a jet airplane that burns a phenomenal amount of fossil fuels so that he can raise his national profile because he wants to run for president in 2020. If he really thought this was the most impactful thing facing our planet, he would adapt his life so that he doesn't burn fossil fuels at a phenomenal rate. And so when you see the just flat-out lies that scientists tell, and when people ask me, how can I deny 96% scientific consensus? Because you and I who get this, we're either smarter than the scientists or we're being more honest than the scientists. That's going to hurt the poor people in the working class the very most. They don't have options. They can't afford a $30,000 electric car, so they got to get by with their 12-year-old Dodge Dart to get to their jobs, cleaning houses or doing whatever jobs they do. And it's gonna make such an impact on their lives. But the politicians pushing this, they don't care. They couldn't care less about any of that stuff. I've got all my endorsements up at My Northwest. They've got a story up on the homepage about what all the hosts are endorsing. Forget about all the other hosts. You can just follow what we endorse here. But 1639, the one that would be the harshest gun initiative in our nation's history, every law enforcement organization. I'm going to talk a little bit later about that stabbing at the Seattle Center. Thank goodness there was a good Samaritan with a gun who was able to intervene. Remember our politicians? Remember when they wanted to ban guns in violation of our state constitution at the Seattle Center? Well, we thankfully had a good Samaritan with a gun. 1639 would put in the harshest restrictions on people who want to defend themselves in an increasingly dangerous state. 940 is an absolute no vote. Would put a citizens oversight panel that would oversee cops throughout the state. And that oversight panel would include undocumented, youth, and previously incarcerated people. Yes, we want illegals and children and criminals to oversee police officers in our state. So 1631, no. 1639, no. 940, no. 1634, that would restrict their ability to add sales taxes. Yes. Anything that'll keep more of your money, you should vote for. But that's the only yes out there.